And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. This is a very special episode because it's Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year. I hope it's one of yours, too. And this, of course, is a special Drink with Rick Thanksgiving gathering. And this is really an informal gathering. This, I don't really have an agenda tonight. This is really an open chat. This is for us to just kind of hang out, open a bottle of wine. We're going to taste and review a wine. We'll pair it with some foods. But it's really just a chance to sit back and get together and just have a good time on this special Thanksgiving holiday. And I am really, really glad to have you here with me. I'm excited about this. I really am. Tonight, we are going to open up a wine that my wife purchased for me. I'm not really sure what it costs, but I'm going to look up the prices online. We'll see what's costing somewhere around. Maybe she can jump in and tell me what we actually paid for this wine, because she just gave it to me. She says, hey, why don't you review this on the wine stream? I said, okay, why not? And that's what we're going to do. If you're joining me, of course, for the first time, this is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have some show notes, and I have them right here, but I don't always follow them verbatim. Sometimes I don't follow them too much at all. This really is a show about the wine. It's not about me, but it's about the wine, but it's mostly about us, you and me, getting together, just having a great time. And you can watch on Facebook. On Facebook page, Drink with Rick. You can watch live on YouTube. We're on YouTube Live. Twitter, we're going through Periscope. You should be able to catch it on Twitter at Drink with Rick. YouTube is also Drink with Rick. That's the name of the YouTube channel. And on Twitch, which is a lot of fun to be on. That is Drink with Rick 1, Drink with Rick the number 1. And you can catch me and you can chat with me live on any of those platforms. We're also... fortunately, we're also on the website at drinkwithrick.com. You know, the website address is right here, drinkwithrick.com. Now, there's no chat going there, but if you open up the post that this live stream is on, you can comment in the comment box below, and I will respond in kind. Anyway, so this is what we've got tonight. This is a Han. It's a Han Pinot Noir. This is a 2018 Pinot Noir from Monterey County in California. This is a California wine. So that's what we're opening up tonight. And I'm going to share with you what's on the back of this wine. I'm going to read it here in just a few moments. But first, before I get to that, let me get to the chat. Because the chat, I always enjoy the chat. Nothing going on Facebook right now. Hopefully everyone can see me in the chat on Facebook. I think I've got this going out to everybody. Nothing going on YouTube right now. I don't expect too many people here tonight because it is Thanksgiving. Everybody, well, you know, everybody's at home. They're basically supposed to be home, right? That's what this show is up for, so everybody can have somewhere to go virtually when they can't go anywhere physically. So if you're home and if you're drinking at home, you're having a quiet Thanksgiving on your own or with small groups of family, tune in because this is part of the family here. All family and friends. We're all friends here. And Barnstar's in the chat. It's great to see you, Barnstar. Barnstar says, hey, Rick, happy Turkey Day. Thanks for hosting a special show tonight. Well, thank you, Barnstar, for being here, because I'll tell you what, it's really not a show without you. It really isn't. I'm just the host of the show. I just put this on. But it's you that makes the show. And as Barnstar says, I'm having a solo dinner tonight, so this is really nice to see you here. Well, it's really nice to see you here. Stick around. We'll have some fun and just sit back and chat. Tell me what's on your mind, what you're having for Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact. Tom Antio's in the chat, and he says, happy Thanksgiving, and right back at you. Happy Thanksgiving, Tom Antio. And, you know, and Ed's in the chat. Ed, it's great to see you. Ed says, I'm here. No monkey suit for me. I'm informal. No need to be. Look, and if you're not wearing much of anything, that's okay. I mean, it's whatever you want to wear, it's fine with me. Well, you know, I mean, you're in the comfort of your home, right? So it's cool. It's good. It's all good. Ed, I'm really glad you, excuse me, I'm doing it myself. I'm trying not to laugh. Ed, it's good to see you here. It's always great to see you, my friend. Please stick around. I hope you're having a happy Thanksgiving too. Hopefully we can make all of this a lot happier together. Sherrod's in the chat. Sherrod is in the chat, and I believe Kathy too, right? Sherrod and Kathy, they happy Thanksgiving and happy Thanksgiving right back to you. I hope you're doing well, and I hope your Thanksgiving is a great one too. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my Thanksgiving just to kind of start, you know, the ball rolling on this, but I really want to hear about you and what you're doing. I really want to know what's happening with you. So this, before I get too deep, because we're really trying to keep this down to an hour or so, an hour, 10 minutes, trying to keep this down, because I don't want to take up too much of your time. I want to be respectful of your Thanksgiving day, so I don't want to take up too much of it. I got on, well, I shouldn't say that too loud. My wife can hear me. I got on night. She's going, no, you don't. But it's okay. I just don't want to take up too much of your time. So we'll have some fun and see where this leads. Not too late. So anyway, here's the wine that we're drinking. Once again, this is a Han. It's a Pinot Noir. It's Monterey County, 2018. And Ed's in the chat too. Ed's great to see you too. He says, hey, Rick, happy Turkey Day. And right back at you, Ed. Okay, we have two Eds in the chat, okay? Let me go back here for just a minute. We have two Eds in the chat. We have Ed Anthony, a good old friend of mine, and Ed Panis. He's also a fellow a podcaster and a great friend of mine as well. And a lot of fun. Both these guys are a lot of fun. Both these guys are great guys. And I tell you what, if your name's Ed, you're probably, it's pretty sure bet you're probably a great guy. I'll just leave it at that. So I'm glad you're both here. And I tell you what, there's more scrolling down here. Ed says two Eds are better than one. There you go. You know what, Ed, speaking of which, I know you like the Fringe Festivals down in Florida. And every year they do the Fringe Festival, which is like a parade. And they do all kinds of, kind of wacky things, kind of anything goes. Everybody comes out and does their own thing and has a lot of fun. But I remember, I think there was a group that used to do that used to march in the parade. That was, I think it was the Marching Eds. I think that's what it was called, right? Or was it the Marching Bobs? I don't remember. It was one of those, but I think it was the Marching Eds. And everybody would walk in they walk down the street with carrying a briefcase and a suit and all that kind of stuff. And they were all the Marching Eds. And Ed says, Ed Anthony says, somehow I think I've heard that before. Yeah. I know they did that for several years down there. And it was always kind of fun to see that. It was always kind of fun. Entertaining, I'll tell you. Anyway, so back to the wine. then we'll go right back to the chat real quick. Once again, we're drinking the Han Pinot Noir Monterey County 2018. This is a 2018 Pinot, and it should go really good with turkey. I'm going to read real quick. I'm going to read what's on the back label of this wine, so we'll learn a little bit more about it. It says, Han Pinot Noir Monterey County. It's in California. Nikki and Gabby Han established their namesake winery in 1980, nestled in the majestic hills of Monterey County. Today, the family still owns and operates the winery and its six estate vineyards. Han wines are crafted in Nikki's city. Let's see. Han wines is, boy, hard to read this type as I get older. Han wines are crafted in Nikki's signature style for everyday enjoyment. With inviting aromas of red cherry and ripe strawberry, this Pinot Noir has bright flavors of plum and black cherry, best paired with roasted chicken, blackened salmon, and mild cheeses. And there is 14.5% alcohol in the 750 milliliter bottle of wine. And I tell you what, that's a little bit on the high side for, I think, this, that I would have expected from this Pinot. But I'll try to go easy on this wine tonight. I think I will. So we're going to open this up in just a moment. Oh, I also have a platter. I'm going to show you this platter. This is part of what we had for dinner tonight. Let me see if I can get a close-up of this. We have, of course, some smoked turkey from Honey Baked Ham, smoked turkey there. And we have some mashed potatoes, also I think from Honey Baked Ham Company. And we have, this is the what I was told you about before, and I think we had it before. This is a radish kind of like a pickled radish or radish salad kind of thing my wife, she makes, and it's really, really good. I really enjoy that. We have some asparagus. We've got some grilled asparagus, which she always does a fine job with, and I love asparagus. And we have some cheeses. We have cheddar here, and then we have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, which I love so much, and which we've never had a miss with, testing all these wines. And right here, for the piece de resistance, it is blueberry pie that my wife, Chi, made. I'm going to show you a picture of that pie in just a minute, because we had a little bit for our Turkey Day, our Thanksgiving feast, and it was very, very good. And I'll explain. I think there's a little story behind that pie, too, that I want to tell you about. Let's see. Ed Panis says, probably because it's true. And he says, yum. Yes, it is yum. Let's see what's going on at Twitch. It's Barnstar says, thanks. Looking forward to hanging out. Happy. He's talking to Tom Antio. He says, oh no, two Eds in chat. This could get confusing. I'll try to keep everything straightened out so we know which Ed is which. And he says, yum, that looks delicious. And it is. Yeah, the pie was great. Tom Antio, it's very, very true. Now, let's go ahead and open this one. Let's get through this because I want to have some fun. I want to talk to everybody here. I want to talk with everybody in the chat, and I want to see what's going on with you all. And we have to open the wine first. Let's do that. And this is a screw cap, so it should be pretty easy. And of course, I'm going to pour it with my trusty Veneto aerator from the Veneto Wine Lover set. And to hold the wine, I have my trusty Galway genuine crystal glass, genuine Irish crystal glass from Ireland. And this was given to me by my employers at Buy Two Ear Radios. I'm going to pour a little bit of this wine in here in the glass. Just a little bit for starters. And we'll see kind of ruby complexion there. And we'll let that open up just a little bit. I want to give it a chance to open up and breathe before we actually take our first taste. And while we're doing that, let's go ahead and find out a little bit more about this wine. Now, I did some checking online, and let's see. I think I closed most of those windows after that. But let's see. Let me see if I can find the... Okay, Wine Searcher. Here we go. Let's look at Wine Searcher and see what they are selling the wines for. And, okay. Yep, I got a list of prices here for the wine. So this is, and now according to their website, the Han Wines, I'm going to read a little bit of this. They're saying the grapes for this wine were grown in the Arroyo Seco appellation of Monterey County, which sits on a gravelly alluvial plain beneath the Santa Lucia mountain range. Cool winds from Monterey Bay ensure gradual ripening and development of vibrant flavors. The rocky soils allow excellent drainage, enhancing intensity and promoting balanced ripeness and acidity. Now, this was aged for 10 months and 35% new French oak. 14.5% alcohol by volume, and this is the 2018 of this. Now, I'm going to take a sip of this in just a moment, but let me tell you first what I found out about price-wise. Florida, and actually both the Eds are in Florida, by the way. Both of you are in Florida, a little bit different parts of Florida, but you two both. Of you, Ed and Ed, are not too far apart. You're not too far apart in Florida. Let's see. So B21, I think. Are you all familiar with that? I'm not familiar with it. It's in Florida. $9.99 a bottle. Lukens Wine and Spirits in Florida is $9.99 a bottle. And Martin Wine Cellar in Louisiana is $10.99 a bottle. Market View Liquor in New York, $11.49. Woods Wholesale Wine in Michigan, $11.99. Clever Wine in New York. That's Clever Wine Online. New York is $11.99. Gary's Wine in New Jersey is $12.99. So it seems to be, the prices are going up. Napa Cabs in California, $13.99. Toast Wines by Taste in Connecticut's $13.99, and Ace Spirits seems to have the highest price at $14.99. That they're in Minnesota. Oh, wait a minute. There's one more. Rye Brook Wine in New York, $16.96 a bottle. So that's the highest we've seen. I don't know. If my wife is in the chat, she could probably tell you, because she did not give me the receipt for it, but she could probably tell you what she paid for the wine. I'm just guessing, but it's probably closer to the $10 mark, because I think she picked it up at the local supermarket. So, and as Barnstar says, in your opinion, Rick, does the idea of a screw cap diminish the idea of a quality wine? I used to think so. Because I'm more of a traditionalist, and I grew up. I'm from an Italian family, and I you know, my dad and my grandfather, they made their own wines, and they were very much traditional. Wine in the bottle, and you know what? If my grandfather saw anybody selling wine in a box or wine in a plastic bag, he would probably say that's not wine. He'd say it in Italian, and say some other probably say some other choice words in Italian that I wouldn't repeat because I don't know how to pronounce them and I wouldn't understand anyway. But it probably wouldn't be very good. However. Yeah, he wouldn't like it too much. And my dad, I don't think my dad was a fan of those either. Traditional wine in the bottle, cork. Traditional, real cork. But, you know, over the years, the screw cap, I think very beginning, they were kind of eschewed by a lot of people. But over the years, they've become more accepted. And really, I don't, to be honest, the screw cap, it's convenient for me on the show because I just have to sit there and do this instead of using one of these. But overall, I don't know. I don't think it's a real problem unless I'm storing the wine for a long period of time. If I'm going to store the wine for a long period of time, I prefer a cork. But if I'm going to drink it within five, six months or something, or maybe sooner, which is usually what happens, as a screw cap, I'm okay with that. I think I'm okay with that. Did that answer your question? I hope that okay. My wife says, and my wife's in the chat right here on Facebook. She says $9.99. So we did pay $9.99 for this bottle. So we hopefully we've got a bargain. So let's give it a taste and see what it tastes like. And let me check. One more time over here. Okay. Let's see what we got. Right off the nose. We got some cherry. Some cherry. Red cherry, not black cherry. Red cherry. And a little hint of... I want to say a little hint of... What is that? Plum, I think. A little bit of plum. Let me give it a taste. Wow, that's pretty smooth wine. It's tannic, but kind of silky. Kind of very smooth tannins. It feels very silky in the mouth. A little earthy. It's a little earthy. And it's not that bold, actually. You say, Tommy, you would like this wine. My son Tommy... We had a wine at dinner this afternoon. He thought it was a little too bold. And I guess it is a little bit too bold, the wine that we had. That was the Escarlata. But I think you would like this red better than the Escarlata because it is not as bold. It is it's somewhat mildly acidic, not too much. It's medium, kind of medium acidity. Yeah, it does. I think I read somewhere on this line it tasted like had some spices in it. It kind of does. But once again, it's earthy, but not too earthy. Kind of light on earthiness, but and it is. It's I'd say medium tannin, but it does have a really nice taste in the mouth, and the finish is very. It's not too long. Tommy, you might like this too because you didn't like the fact that there was a really, really tough, a powerful finish on the Escarlata wine. This is not like that. This is much, much milder than that, I should say. It's actually not bad. But it does taste like it's fairly well matured. I think this is a good wine. I think this is going to be a very good choice for the turkey. We'll go ahead and get to tasting it with the food. That's going to be a lot of fun here in just a few moments. But let me get back to the chat for a minute, because that's really where I want to be. It's Barnstar says, ha, 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 I was raised on in a pro-cork family too. Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes those old traditions, it's making changes is not easy. You see how modern technology come in, you know. It's for some older folks, and I'm kidding up there too, it gets a little bit difficult to get used to change. And of course, you're not going away. Corks are not going away because there's a lot of value to using a cork in a bottle. But once again, it kind of depends. If I was going to store it for a long period of time, I'd store it, with a cork. If I was going to drink it in, in a few months, the cap is fine. I don't know. I still don't know that I'm trusting a cap on a long-term storage of wine. I still not sure about that one. Tom Antioch says, I still have to build my tolerance for wines, I guess. Well, it'll come in time. Just take it as it comes. She said $9.99. You know what? I think this is a good $9.99 bottle of wine. Let's go ahead and try it with some food. We're going to try it with this turkey. Now, let me show you what we had for dinner tonight. Excuse me. I really want to show this to you. This was our spread. This was our Thanksgiving spread. It was just part of it. It was the turkey. It was a smoked turkey, and then my wife had to put it in the oven for another few hours. And then we had, if you see in the background, we had a couple of wines. We had a white and a red because my wife will not drink red wines. She prefers whites, and she likes the Biltmore wines. And we had what this was the Zinfandel. It was a Zinfandel. It was a white Zin. It was a white Zin, and she drank that. Tia had it. They both liked it. Tommy liked it as well. And I drank the Escarlata, which is I thought was a pretty decent choice for this turkey. I think so. But there's there was I got another shot of this too. There's a part two to this. Here we go. Let's go back to that for just a minute. There is a that's not the one. Hitting the wrong buttons here. There we go. This is the spread that we had. We had the turkey. We had the mashed potatoes. We did not have a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, okay? No popcorn and toast. We had turkey, mashed potatoes. What was that? A sweet potato pie. And we had a few other fixings there. And we also had this blueberry pie, which was really, really just awesome. It was just awesome. Really enjoyed that. But that was our Thanksgiving meal. And let's give this a try here. We're going to try it with, go over here to the chat for a minute. And we're going to try it with the smoked turkey. And this should be pretty good. I don't have any gravy with the turkey. Oh, I don't have any cranberry sauce either. No bread. No stuffing here. We just got the turkey. We'll give it a try with the turkey, okay? And this smoked turkey is very, very good. It's a tradition in our house. Get a smoked turkey every year from Honey Baked Ham. Really like their turkeys. They do it right. Let's see. This is a very good turkey. Mm-hmm. Hey, very good. Really brings out the smokiness. I think the tannin has a lot to do with that, and the earthiness of the wine combined to bring out a lot of smokiness in the turkey. I'm sorry, folks. I have to have another piece of this. You know, and this time I'll mix it with a little bit of the mashed potatoes. We're going to have some of the mashed potatoes with it. If I can get it on my fork, and it doesn't want to go there. The mashed potato wants to rebel, does not want to be eaten. That's good. Turkey mashed potato combo is good. Very long. Like that. Mm. Let's see. Oh, yes. It's getting better. I should have opened this. You know what? I should have opened this Pinot up for dinner. But then if I did, I wouldn't have it now to open with this for the tasting, right? And I only had one bottle of it. As Monstar says, holy flapping feathered. Wow, if photos were edible, I'd gobble those up. Yeah, it was a nice, and my wife worked on it all day. She did a fabulous job, as she always does. She worked on it all day. Let me try it here with the, I'm not sure if it's going to go really well with the radishes, because it's kind of it's a little bit on the sour side. But we'll try it with that. Really a side dish, almost a garnish, but a side dish, really. Let's try it. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not too bad. Not too bad. It's pretty decent. Let me clear the palate for just a little bit. We'll try it with the veggies. We're going to try it with the asparagus. Pinot Noir is a very flexible wine. It goes with a lot of different food. And that's one reason why it's good to serve for an occasion like Thanksgiving. Because you can have a whole array of food, and it will go with most all of it. It really will. Let me try to clear the palate here. And we're going to try it with the asparagus. I have a little bit of a bit of asparagus, and I love asparagus, by the way. Mm, very good stuff. Mm. And she does the asparagus right, too. Really enjoy it. I like it with your asparagus. It goes really well. There are a lot of wines that go really well with vegetables. And if you're a vegetarian, if you're a vegan, or prefer to eat vegetarian or do salads and things like that, there's an array of wines. A lot of them are white wines, but there are an array of wines, some reds, that will go really well with a lot of those types of foods. So you're not at a loss. If you're a vegan, if you don't eat meat or anything like that, it's no loss. You can, you can drink a lot of different wines with vegan dishes, and you're just fine. In fact, some of them are rather tasty. They really are. So, no worries there. So let's see. Let's check the chat. And Molly's in the chat. Molly, happy Thanksgiving. It's great to see you. How are you and your family? Molly says, beautiful turkey, happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving to you too, once again. Molly is from the wine store, where we get a lot of our wines. Wine store, the one I shop at in Blakeney, and great people there, great people, and they know their wines. Molly knows her wines there, and it's a great source. She's actually helped me out a number of times choosing wines and pronouncing certain wines. So I'm grateful for that, Molly. I hope you and everyone are doing okay. We're going to try this. I'm going to clear the palate one more time. I'm going to try it with a couple of cheeses. And then we'll just have some fun in the chat. Well, let's see. Let's try it with a cheddar. I don't expect any issues with the cheddar. Not with a Pinot. I mean, should be just fine. We'll see. Good with the cheddar. Cheddar's a good pairing. Cheddar's a good pairing. But let's try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, one of my favorites. And let's try it now. Double Cream Gouda. Here we go. And a little more wine. There we go. Hmm. The good is good as always. Mm-hmm. Of course. Another winner. Why am I not surprised? Another winner with the creamy Gouda. I would say overall, this wine pairs pretty well with an entire Thanksgiving meal. I really think it does. I think there are a couple of wines that will, there are a number of Pinots that will do that, a number of different wines, but I think this Pinot. We'll do really well with it. Let me clear the palate one more time. And let's get back to the chat. Let's see. And Molly says, beautiful turkey. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Oh, I read that already, didn't I? Thank you, Molly. I do appreciate it. I appreciate you having you here. Let's see. Smart Star says, yes, I was curious whether or not this wine was going to be a dinner contender for you. It really is. This is, I think I really like this wine, and I think I can really recommend it. But it's kind of hard to go wrong with a Pinot at Thanksgiving. A lot of Pinots are, in general, once again, they go good with a wide range of food. And when you're doing a Thanksgiving dinner, that's what you're going to have, a wide range of food. So, and it actually helps. The thing with the wine, the Pinots in particular, the wine in general, the wines do a good job of kind of cutting through a lot of the fattiness of some of those foods and the oiliness of some of the foods that are presented at a lot of Thanksgivings. And that actually helps. Especially I have a wine with a lot of tannin in it. That really helps. So I do have a couple of quick birthday shout-outs I want to give to out there to those who are having birthdays. I'm going to turn on my fireworks here for just a moment. Hopefully it won't crash my computer. Had issues with it last wine stream. Let's see. First shout-out I want to give to my good young friend Evan Chamberlain. Evan just turned 16, and he is not of legal drinking age yet, but they're old family friends, my friend Jim, his wife Christina, and the whole family that just his sister Anna, Evan, they're really great people, and we've known them for years. They're old family friends. We've known Evan and Anna ever since they were born. Our kids and their kids have been lifelong friends, and Evan has turned 16. He turned 16 on Friday. No, it was Wednesday. Excuse me. My wrong day. Evan turned 16 on Wednesday. So, Evan, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, many, many more. Here's to Evan, and I'll give him one more shout-out just because I can. Happy birthday, Evan. And the second one, I did give a birthday shout out last week on last week's wine stream, but I want to give another one because his birthday is actually tomorrow. And this is for Rob, my good friend Rob Walsh, who is the Vice President of Podcast Relations at Libsyn and who is a longtime podcaster. And his birthday is tomorrow. His birthday is Friday, tomorrow on the 27th. So, Rob, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. Which I did toast you last week, but I want to toast you again because technically your birthday's tomorrow. I think that does it for the birthdays for now. I want to kind of keep this short and sweet because I really want to spend more time talking to everybody with everybody in the chat. Find out what you all are doing. Let's go back to Facebook for just a moment. And kind of quiet there. Everybody got quiet when I started eating. I started eating dinner and it got quiet. I hope I didn't make anyone envious there because it's a good meal. It's a good meal. But the primary objective here was to not eat in front of everybody, but because that would be rude. My primary objective here was to just to pair it with the wines and test that out and see what would be good for you to try. Wine-wise. I tell you, I have a couple more pictures that I want to show you. And one is, and here I just finished saying that, and here it is, blueberry pie. This is my wife's blueberry pie that I have in the middle there. It looks wonderful. There is a story about blueberry pie I kind of want to share with you. Not really about this particular pie, but how we got to this pie, how Chi got around to making this pie. And hopefully Chi will not be averse to me talking about it, but initially for Thanksgiving, she was concerned if she was going to have enough time to make everything and all that. So she was going to just go ahead and buy a pumpkin pie, just buy one. And you know, we love pumpkin pie, and she's made wonderful pumpkin pies. She is perfectly capable more than capable of making a really good pumpkin pie, as well as apple pie. She's made all kinds of different pies, cherry pies, blueberry pies. She's made a lot of different pies, like this one that I just showed, and that I'm showing now, actually. But what happened was, the turkey's gone. Okay. What happened was she actually purchased earlier in the week a pumpkin pie from the supermarket. And when she did this, and this is the pie that she actually purchased. It's this one right here. It was a pumpkin pie from the supermarket. It looks nice. Looks really nice. It's $3.99, $4 pie. And so she bought this, and she brought it home. And then right away, my son is asking her, well, is there any milk in it? Because he's kind of on a lactose-free diet at the moment. We're all kind of on different diets for the time being. And she really didn't think so, but, you know, I read the ingredients off, and I said, well, yeah, there is some milk in here. But then I looked more closely at the ingredients, and after I did that, I didn't want to eat the pie anymore. Because I tell you, this is what I'm going to show you, what the ingredients were. I took a picture of this because I want to share this with you. Before I do that, let me check the chat one more time. Okay, kind of quiet in the chat. I've already put everybody to sleep. Okay, was it me or was it the tryptophan in the turkey that did that? I hope not. Okay, so this is what I read. I'm going to read these right off the screen. Ingredients: pumpkin. Okay, so far so good. Water, we can do water. Enriched flour, wheat flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine, mononitrate, riboflavin, folic acid. Okay, some of those are kind of fancy names for stuff that's, you know, more natural stuff, but more organic stuff, but some of it maybe not. Then you have sugar, which is expected. That's okay. All right, the sugar in there, which I'm not really supposed to be eating the pies because there's, you know, if there's a lot of sugar in there, I got to cut down on that. Vegetable shortening. But in parentheses, it says interesterified soybean oil hydrogenated cottonseed oil, in parentheses. So we got interesterified soybean oil. What is interesterified soybean oil? And what's the difference between that and regular soybean oil? Because apparently there's regular soybean oil in this too. So do we have, so maybe, I don't know, what is that? Interesterified soybean oil is soybean oil that has been interesting, and then the other soybean oil is not interesting. Okay, bad joke there, but I don't know. I have no idea what that is. So it's starting to concern me just a little bit. Okay, so we have hydrogenated cottonseed oil, eggs, corn syrup, non-fat milk, soybean oil, modified tapioca starch, modified corn starch, salt. And this is where it's starting to get interesting. Locust bean gum. Does anybody know what locust bean gum is? Is that like a gum from a locust bean? I don't know. I don't know what a locust bean is. Is that just something from a locust? I have no idea. Locust bean gum. Never heard of it. Locust bean gum. Let's see. Carrageenan. Xanthan gum. I don't know if I'm even pronouncing this correctly. Xanthan gum, guar gum, maltodextrin, cinnamon. I know cinnamon. I love cinnamon. I know that. That's okay. And pumpkin pie, that's a prime ingredient in pumpkin pies, right? Normal? Now we get to the scary stuff. And this is what floored me. And I had to go look it up. Sodium. Are you following along on this image here with me? You're probably way ahead of me. Sodium tripolyphosphate. I had to figure out how to say that first before I could go look it up. Sodium tripolyphosphate. I had to look that up. Do you know what that stuff is? It is an inorganic compound, and it's really a non-food item, technically, and they're putting it in food. This isn't item they're putting in food that's not really a food item per se and is not easily processed by the body, if it can be processed at all, and it has been linked to a number of different issues like kidney issues and things like that. I had to look this up. Sodium tripolyphosphate. So that's what they're putting in this thing. That's what they're putting in so we can eat. Potassium chloride. And that sounds very much like something in a chemistry lab. Now here's another one that got me. Gluconodelta lactone. And you thought I had trouble pronouncing French wines. I have no idea what this is. I was going to look this up. I think it is an organic compound, but it's still not a good idea to eat this. Then you have molasses. Gets back to more normal stuff. Molasses, which I like molasses. Dextrose, citric acid, and then we get back to scary stuff again. L-cysteine sorbic acid. What? L-cysteine sorbic acid. Oh, that's a comma there. L-cysteine. What is that? Like L-cysteine chapel or something? I don't know. L-cysteine? I don't know what that is. Sorbic acid and calcium propionate. And those are all preservatives. And it says contains wheat, egg, milk, and refrigerate after purchase. I think this probably doesn't... They say refrigerate after purchase, but... From all the junk that's in there, I don't know that it really needs to be refrigerated. That kind of pie, you just need to go buy it and then take it home and throw it out. Because that's pretty much what we did. And that's how we got to the blueberry pie. Long story, not quite as long. My wife tossed the pumpkin pie and said, okay, well, we're going to make a blueberry pie because I have fresh blueberries here and I have fresh everything else, and I'm going to make a fresh blueberry pie. And everybody was happy, especially so because it was really, really good and well worth it. And I think a lot healthier than whatever that thing was that was disguised as a pumpkin pie. That's my rant for the night. As Barnstar says, no way, Rick, I'm wide awake. Your audience is just captivated. Well, I don't know about that. Let me ask the Eds and Molly, see what they think about that. Ed says, yum. There was more here, right? As Barnstar says, you can't beat home-baked pies. This is true. Is trolley polyphosphate a type of preservative? Most of those inorganic got to be for that purpose. I would assume so. I don't know for sure. I think sometimes I wonder if maybe they just put that stuff in there just they don't. Come on. I just can't imagine people intentionally putting stuff, inorganic things, into something that you're going to eat. You know, let's say, oh, yeah, here's some plastic pellets. Let's throw those in the mix with the pie. Let's see if they'll eat this. I don't know. I think the more that I read the ingredients on these products, the less I want to eat them. And the more I want to just grab a carrot out of the refrigerator and eat that instead. Honestly, and it's probably not healthy for me. Although a lot of these vegetables today are also, you know, treated in various ways and not necessarily grown organically. You know, they've got some of them that are, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there right now. I'm getting off on a tangent I don't want to go into. Maybe another time. This is supposed to be happy time. This is Thanksgiving. Let's not depress ourselves with this. We've got enough going on that's depressing everybody. And this is why I'm doing the show tonight. Because I know, I'm aware that there has been a lot of concern about all the proposed lockdowns and all the restrictions on what you can and can't do on Thanksgiving and that sort of thing. And I'm not taking a political stance one way or the other on any of it. I understand that we're still in the middle of this pandemic and cases are spiking right now. And it's a concern to everybody. There's no doubt about it. It's a concern to everybody. And we could be in this for a while longer. But in the meantime, just all do what we can, but use some common sense as far as meetups. And because of all of this, there's a lot of concern, a lot of restrictions placed on where we can meet and where we can't meet and who we can and can't meet with. And if we can assemble in our own homes with family and friends and how many of them we can assemble with and, you know, yada, 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 all these other things that are going on, just too much going on. And the reason I did this tonight, because I realized, you know what, I know that some people are frustrated and I know that some people are concerned and some people are scared and some people are angry and some people, you know, for various reasons, and nobody's having fun in this pandemic. Nobody is. And to maybe if we can at least get together in a virtual environment, you know, have a virtual Thanksgiving today, somewhere, maybe that'll help. Maybe that'll make it a little bit better, a little bit more bearable for all of us. And I, honestly, we were eating our meal earlier this evening, and it was just the four of us at the table and eating this really nice dinner. And I commented to everybody saying, you know, I kind of miss not having my friends here. I miss not having some of our friends and our relatives over that we normally have over, because Thanksgiving, that's one of the reasons why I love Thanksgiving. And, the whole togetherness, everybody's together and we're getting to see family and friends we haven't seen for so long. And I was a little bit down about that. And I looked around the table and it was pretty empty, but I had my wife and my kids with me. And the dog, of course, he had Thanksgiving dinner too. And, we were all together there around the table. At least we had each other. And that was definitely some consolation. And we still had our list of reasons to be thankful. We still do. We have a lot of reasons to be thankful, even in spite of all this. But I know that there are a lot of folks who don't even have that luxury of having families at home with them, and they're eating alone and all that sort of thing. And I'm thinking, you know what? I got to do something. And that's what I'm doing here. That's what I'm trying to do here. I hope it works. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer by any means. I just want to give us a chance to just kind of, you know, chill out and be together in a virtual way, even if we can't be together physically. Sparta says, I would have been having dinner tonight with my mom, who only lives 80 miles away, but her living community doesn't allow guests these days, of course. And I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. It is. I hope that you can at least maybe Zoom or Skype in with your mom and say Happy Thanksgiving to her. Maybe meet up virtually that way. It's not the same thing. I know it's not the same thing, folks. I really don't. And, you know, if I could bring everybody over here physically, I would, but I can't. So it's the next best thing. We're just doing the best we can of the situation. And we'll get through it. We'll get through it. We will. Ed says, blueberries are yum. Ed's unanimous. Yeah, right. You know what? I think it. Why don't we do this right now? Let's go ahead and test. Let's taste it, because, you know, wine goes pretty well with a lot of different desserts. And this pie isn't getting any younger, and neither am I. So I'm going to have a taste of this I have not tried it with this wine, by the way. I had some earlier, the pie, but by itself. Have some with the wine. Boy, this blueberry pie is awesome. I love blueberries. I love pie. Great combination. Hey, I like it. I've had a little bit more of that, but I have to be careful because, you know, all the sugar, blueberries with the wine, the sugar, that's going to be a problem later. Probably wind up getting a headache from that. But I have to have some more because, well, who wants to live forever, huh? Oh, that's good. I better put that away. I'm going to be in trouble. This is good. Yeah, who wants to live to be? Who wants to live forever? That's a line from. It's a line from the Flash Gordon movie. No, the Flash Gordon movie that was what, back in the early 80s. Ed, you remember that movie. Ed Anthony, I know you do, because that might have been one of the movies we saw together. The Flash Gordon movie. Kind of you know, cheesy, kind of tongue-in-cheek, kind of campy. And it had all the music from Queen in it. But it was a lot of fun. The movie was a lot of fun. It was very entertaining. The effects were kind of, and they don't really hold up too well today, because you look at it. I saw the movie not too long ago again, and even in the theater, when I saw it in the theater, I could see the lines, contour lines from the blue screen and effects and things like that, and it's just like that. I think they cleaned it up a little bit since then, but it was just fun. It was just a fun, campy film, and it was a great time. So, see, I digress again. I went off on another tangent because that's what I do here on this Wine Strain. As Barnstar says, I did call her earlier, but you're right. It's just not the same. I understand. It says, but the nice thing about tonight is that there's both a new Star Trek and new Mandalorian episode tonight. So that's my comfort food this evening. What? There's a new Mandalorian episode tonight? I thought it was Friday. I thought it was tomorrow. Oh, well, I got to end this thing early, don't I? I got to go watch Baby Yoda. it was coming up. They're doing it tonight? Are you sure? Wow. He says, I love the Flash Gordon movie in the 1980s. Oh, well, it's 12 a.m. Friday. Oh, I see. So it drops at midnight for Friday. I got you there. I got you. I'm thinking Thursday night, like 9 or 10 p.m. But you're saying, you know, it drops at 12 a.m. for Friday. Gotcha. CM Sender says, oh, a Mandalorian episode? I'm ready. And CM Sender's in the chat, by the way. By the way, CM Sender, who is my daughter, Tia, she is the one who created this. She did the artwork for this. The Drink with Rick Thanksgiving. That was her artwork. And that turkey, that turkey that she drew on there and painted, that looks almost good enough to eat as is. I tell you, I really like that. That's very, you did a job well done. Thank you, CM Sender. She did a great job on that artwork. So I really don't have a whole lot going on. There is one thing I do want to mention is that, you know, this is Thanksgiving. And it says Dino De Laurentiis movie. Am I right? Flash. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. That's true. Yep. Ed, you remember. Yeah, it was a fun movie. It was just a fun movie. So, where was I? Oh, yes. I do want to mention, and before I do, once again, we're drinking this Han Pinot Noir, Monterey County, 2018 wine. It's actually very good. I really like this wine, and I think it's a very good Thanksgiving wine. Okay, but I've talked about that. Enough about that. There's something else I want to talk about. Since this is a Thanksgiving event, and we're all together here on Thanksgiving, there is something that I do want to say. That and I'll tell you why Thanksgiving. I feel Thanksgiving is very important to me. Because it gives me a chance to reflect on all the things that I'm thankful for on a personal level. Now, you know, a couple of things about Thanksgiving, and for those of you who, I'm not going to give you a whole history lesson. I'm not going to be lecturing people, but, you know, the pilgrims, when they got together for their first Thanksgiving, and the reason this whole thing started was because their first year, you know, there were a couple hundred pilgrims that came over and, on the Mayflower. And when they landed at Plymouth Rock, you know, the first year was kind of a tough year for them. It was really a very tough year. They were in a strange land, really didn't know anybody. You know, there were some Indians around. Some of them helped them out. Some of them didn't. And you know, if it wasn't for Squanto, Squanto, the Indian Squanto, they really wouldn't have made it at all, because Squanto showed them how to do a lot of the things to help them survive, you know, fishing and farming and things like that. But when the pilgrims there, their first year was pretty rough, and they made a lot of mistakes. They made a lot of errors and a lot of mistakes, some of them very, very costly for them. And when that winter here, their first winter hit, which was pretty rough winter, you know, there were a lot of them, a lot of them died during that first winter, and there were only like 50 or so of them left by then that survived it, and I don't have the exact numbers, something in that neighborhood, but there were not a lot of them left. So they made some changes. They had to make some drastic changes to survive. And during that next year, those changes seemed to work out really well for them. And they had a really bountiful harvest. They really did really, really well. They were able to fend for themselves pretty much at that point and really establish their colony. And that was what brought about the Thanksgiving. It was because they looked back on those years and just realized just how fortunate they were, just how blessed they were that they had made it and they had survived. And they got together and they went ahead and had this big feast. And you know, of course, it wasn't just the pilgrims there. The Native American Indians were there, and they helped them out. And they were trading with at the time, and they all got together, and there were actually more of the Native American Indians there than there were settlers, almost twice as many. I mean, that's how few of the settlers there were that were left. And they all got together, and they had this huge feast. And part of the feast was actually, apparently they did eat some turkey, but they ate a lot of other things too, and other birds, other fowl. As I was reading some historical records on it, and they turkey was part of the menu, wild turkey, and that's kind of where the tradition started. Well, in 1789, President George Washington at the time, he enacted, he made a proclamation proclaiming Thursday, the 26th of November, as a day of Thanksgiving to commemorate all that. And he signed that proclamation on October 3rd in 1789. Now, here's the interesting thing. I thought this was really I don't know, coincidental. But later, some years later, President Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, did the same thing. He made another proclamation making Thanksgiving Day an official holiday. Now, what he was doing is he was really making it a permanent holiday. And so he made a proclamation making Thanksgiving a permanent national holiday. And he did this in 1863. Now George Washington did this, did his proclamation in 1789. On October 3rd, 1789. And that was for that Thursday, the 26th of November. President Lincoln made his proclamation in 1863 on October 3rd, 1863. And that year, he was proclaiming Thursday, November 26th, the same day. So those 2 years, the Thursday happened to fall on the 26th for Thanksgiving Day. Now, here's another, I know, isn't this fun? This is a very interesting trivia. Kind of weird, and you know, all the dates being the same. Now, today, what's today? Today is November 26th, Thursday, November 26th, 2020. Thanksgiving Day, and here we are. And so in this year, 2020, it also happens to fall on the 26th of November. I just think that's, I know, though, the 26th is going to roll around on a Thursday at some point every year, right? I just thought the other dates with the proclamations, I thought that was kind of cool. Just, you know, I like that kind of stuff. So, you know, whatever. I don't know. People are rolling their eyes now, but that's kind of, I think that's kind of neat. CM Sender says, I forgot about emojis. Oh, you're doing emojis in the chat. Okay. So, anything else? Chat got real quiet again. I guess the little history thing kind of threw him off again. Okay, so this is kind of where I'm going with this. I understand that the day is a day, it is in a sense a day of celebration and a day of to be thankful for everything that we have. But it's, I think it's also a day of reflection a little bit. CM Sender says, oh, I'm just been enjoying listening. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, today's also a day of reflection to look back at all the things that we have or all the bounty that we have. Well, we had a wonderful meal and I showed it to you earlier. And I got to thinking about that. So I kind of came up here and I made a list of everything that I'm thankful for. It's a long list and I can't read the whole thing out to you, but I'm going to give you some highlights for things that I'm thankful for. And there might be some things on the list that were probably on yours too. But some of the things that I'm personally thankful for starters, I'm thankful for my family. I have a beautiful, wonderful wife who is devoted. Look, she made this for me tonight, you know, and she's been very, very, she's been at my side for over 26 years, going on 27. And she's just an amazing person. She just is an amazing person. And she has, you know, they say behind every good man is a good woman. And that's certainly true in her case. I don't know how good I am, but I can tell you what, she has been She's just been awesome, and she is awesome. My lovely daughter Tia, who is very, very talented, as you saw with her artwork, and I've showed you some of her art before. You've seen her art a number of times in the past on the show, and I'm proud of what she does and what she's accomplished with her artwork. She's extremely talented. And my son Tommy, who's also extremely talented, and he's got a successful podcast going. You know, he's in college right now. He's been doing some things with radio and podcasting and video and things like that, and just doing a phenomenal job with all of it. He's got a great natural voice. You know what they told him at the when he was doing his first stint at WASU? They said that you got a great natural voice for radio. He says you got a great voice for radio. They were really impressed with it. That's a talent. That's a gift. That's a gift. It's a blessing. And he's been a blessing to me, a great gift to me. And, you know, one other thing too, he just accomplished just the other day, his podcast, Cube Command. He just told me that it had been accepted and listed on Pandora Music Service, which is kind of a big deal because it's kind of hard to get into Pandora. As a lot of my podcaster friends know, a lot of folks that are fellow podcasters, they know that it's not an easy thing to get into Pandora. I'm still waiting. I've been waiting for months to get into Pandora for some of my shows. It's not an easy thing to do. And they just sent him an email the other day saying, okay, you're in. We accepted your podcast in Pandora and it's up there now. I think that's quite an accomplishment right there for him. There are not a lot of podcasters that have had their podcasts accepted so far. Now, that may change down the road, but in this early stage of it, that's quite an accomplishment. So, you know, it's a gift. He has a gift. And I appreciate him. So I'm certainly appreciative of my family. I don't know what I'd do without him. I am also thankful for my life, my own life. Every morning that I get up, any morning that I can get out of bed and stand on my own two feet is a good morning. All right. Isn't it especially at our ages, Ed and anyone else who's Molly, you're still young. You're still young. But look, I'm thankful for that every morning when I get out and I can see the sun, or if the sun's out. If it's not out, if it's raining, it's still a good morning because I still got out of bed to see the rain, you know. If it's snowing, I'm going back to bed. But I'm really thankful for my life, that I have the opportunity to experience life. I know a lot of people have lost their lives early on, young people and people that are not with us here now, are not with us anymore. And I miss them. But that makes me ever more thankful that I'm still here, that I'm still standing more or less, and I'm still alive for however long that will be. So I do appreciate that, and I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for my health. I haven't always had the best health, but it's not always the worst. And hey, I'm still walking around. I've got two good legs. I don't always use them like I should, but I've got two arms and legs, and you know, I got my mind. I don't always use that as I should, but I tell you what, it's I'm thankful that I have my health. I'm very thankful that I have my senses. All my senses, my sense of taste for wine, and my sense of to be able to talk to you and do podcasting. If I couldn't talk, I wouldn't be able to do any of that. I'm thankful for my hearing, because my hearing is very important to me for what I do in my job and in my personal life. My eyesight is very important to me. I'm very sensitive to that. As you know, I wear glasses here. They're very thick glasses, and I'm very nearsighted. So I have a great appreciation for my eyesight, and for those who are who don't have their eyesight and who are blind, that I'm definitely sensitive to that. You know, I am. And sometimes I watch other people and I'm like, well, you know, they got perfect vision and they're young and handsome. They have all their hair and all that kind of stuff, and it's great. But then I think, you know what? I have no reason to be envious of them, because I have what I have, and I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful that I have that. I have a great job. I mean, so many people in this pandemic are not that don't have a job right now or are struggling. I still have my job. I don't know, knock on wood, I don't know if this is real wood, but I'm knocking on it. I don't know how long I'm going to, hopefully it'll still be there tomorrow. But for right now, I still have my job, and I'm very, very thankful for that. And it's a great job, and I love my job. It's been kind of a dream job for me. And I've worked for many, many years to get to this point, and I'm here, and I'm really thankful for that. I have a home. I have a nice home. I have shelter. There's so many folks that are homeless, and I have that. So I'm very thankful for that. I have an abundance. We all have an abundance of food here in this country, and I have an abundance of food here. I just had a nice feast. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for wine. Definitely thankful for wine. Without wine, well, that's another topic. But I'm very thankful for this wine. Great, a great thing wine is. In moderation, of course. I'm thankful that I was born in this great country. I mean, you know, that we have... that I have the freedoms that I have, that I was born here in a country that is a free country. We have the freedoms we have. We have the ability to do things with our lives that we want to do. And you know what? Even if the opportunity doesn't seem to be there for you, there are opportunities. There are amazing opportunities out here that people in many other countries do not have. And I think sometimes we squander that. Sometimes I think we take it for granted. Sometimes we expect things that to come to us that we shouldn't expect, because the opportunity is there, but we have to take advantage of them. We have to utilize those opportunities. And I've missed a lot of great opportunities because I didn't take advantage of it like I should. And looking back, I think, you know, if I had done this, or if I'd been there, if I'd tried this, who knows where I'd be right now? And those are my errors. That's my fault. That's not the fault of anybody. That, you know, one of my jobs, when I was a little bit envious of a guy who another guy who a coworker who would get all these different assignments and all these different tasks and things like that that I didn't get and that I wanted to do, and he would get them. And I got a little frustrated sometimes, but then I had to think about it. I said, well, you know, these opportunities are available to me as well, or opportunities like them, and I've been missing them, been passing them up, because I'm so worried about what I don't have that he has, that I'm not looking at the other things that I can go after that I could have and that I could accomplish in that job, the other tasks that I can do. Once I turned around and realized that and changed my attitude about it, those opportunities started to come to me. And I started to be able to do things that I wasn't able to do previously, and has actually helped lead me to where I am today. And I'm thinking that if I had kind of wallowed in envy and jealousy over somebody else who was doing these things, doing other things that I thought I wanted to do, instead of pursuing, looking at the opportunities that were available and going after them, if I had never done that, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be in this spot right now. I'd probably still be doing, you know, things that I didn't want to do, things that I hated. So I'm very, very thankful for the opportunities that I have here. I'm thankful for the studio because it allows me to do this for you. And sometimes I think, well, you don't have enough of this. I don't have enough of that. I've got this computer. This thing's running on borrowed time, this computer here, and it could crap out of me at any moment and end the stream. I don't know. But right now it's running and I got a computer. If I didn't have a computer, I wouldn't be able to do this right now. So I'm very thankful that I have a computer, as basic as it is. I'm thankful for that. I am thankful that I survived my life experiences, because I tell you what, I have done some really stupid things in my life, made a lot of mistakes, and somebody was watching out for me. They were watching out for me because I definitely was not watching out for myself, and I'm thankful for that, that somehow I did a lot of the stupid things that I did, that I not only survived, but it still got me here into a good place, and you know, it's not by my own doing. It's because somebody was looking out for me, and somehow I survived it. So I'm very, very thankful for that. So I have a lot of things to be thankful for. And before I go any farther, I'm going to get back to the chat for a minute, because I wasn't neglecting the chat. I just kind of went off on a tangent. And it's Bart Sar says, wild turkeys become aggravated with the color red, so when those in the northeastern U.S. saw the British redcoats during the War of Independence Day, they chased the soldiers, and we actually considered as a contender for the national bird. I did not know that. Is that true? I did not know that. He said, cheers to you and your family and friends. I'm drinking a 2018 Arrow Creek Cabernet. Well, that sounds pretty good. How's the cab? Is that pretty good? Decent cab? Arrow Creek. I think I've heard of that. I've never tried it, but I've heard of it. She says, so sweet of you. Still, you'll cook breakfast in the morning. I got in trouble. You know what? I mentioned that previous wine stream. She said, she made a reference to cooking breakfast. And I said, yeah, sure, I can do that. And then in the morning, she held me to that. I think she's trying to get trap me into it again. Yeah, I can do that. Barnster says, yes, that is true. And CM Sanders says, yeah, it's true. That's good to know. I did not know that. I kind of thought I heard something about that. I didn't know what the story was, something about redcoats and turkeys, but I don't remember what the details were. Well, thanks for that. Where was it going? Oh, yeah, you know, I wanted to say one more thing about, because it is Thanksgiving. And I'm telling you how, you know, the things I'm thankful for and that I survived my life experiences. You know, sometimes I take all these things, you know, all the things I listed, sometimes I take them for granted. I do. There are times when I just, you know, walk in the room or, you know, go outside and whatever it is, you know, oh, there's my car, here's my house, here's my job. I sometimes I do take them for granted. And I know that it's wrong to do that because, and it's easy to do that because once you're kind of accustomed to all the good things that we have in this country, all the niceties, all the things, you know, the cell phones and the computers and the, you know, even there are a lot of people who are very, very poor, dirt poor, and a lot of them still have cell phones. There are people who are very poor still have some of the amenities of life, you know, electricity and things like that. These pilgrims didn't have electricity. They didn't have any of that stuff. There are people in countries today that don't have electricity or running water. They have to go down to the well or go out to the creek to get some water. They don't have even those basic, what we consider basic necessities. They consider basic luxuries. And a lot of people around the world don't have that. But sometimes, you know, I take for granted the fact that I can just walk in the room, take a shower, or I can go wash my hands, or I can, you know, go to the bathroom, flush the toilet, you know, that kind of thing. That I can do these things, turn on the TV and sit back and watch The Mandalorian. Sometimes I take those things for granted. And looking at this list, I realize that, you know, I complain too much, especially about the little or everyday things that happen. I'm missing the big picture here. And also it's important for me to remember that all of these things are not a given. They aren't permanent. And they're not owed to me in any way. They are all, in a sense, ephemeral. And they could be taken away from me. It could all be taken away from me at any time. I mean, I could lose my health tomorrow. I could, you know, lose my job. I could lose, you know, house, the car. We could have a big famine and lose all our food. You know, we could lose, you know, I could lose all this stuff tomorrow. I could wake up dead for all I know tomorrow. Well, hopefully that won't happen. But yeah, I know. the point is that all the stuff that I have in my life could be taken away anytime. So rather than worry about the things I lack, the things I don't have, or the things that someone else may have that I don't, I should always be thankful for what I do have. Because there are many who don't have any of that. And it doesn't make me any better than anyone else. It means that I have a responsibility to appreciate what I have and to use these things that I have for the good of all. Because if I'm not a worthy steward, and I'm using the word steward because these things don't really belong to me. When I die, where are they going to go? I can't take any of it with me. It's not going to be mine anymore. It's really not mine. I mean, it's mine in the sense that, yeah, it's a possession for the time being, but what's going to happen to them when I'm gone? You know, it's still there. It's just part of the earth, part of the world, part of whatever's going on out there. So, you know, if I'm not a worthy steward of these gifts that were bestowed upon me, to take care of, to be a steward of, I could lose them all. So that's all the more reason for me to be thankful and not be boasting about what I have and whatever, you know, or show off anything that I have, anything of that, or think that I'm so great or better than anyone else or anything like that. Because it's stuff. It's in some of this stuff. I mean, I've got my family, I've got my friends, but, you know, who knows what could happen tomorrow? So you got to keep everything perspective. And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer about this. What I'm trying to do is just relay the fact that, you know, we have a lot to appreciate. We have a lot to be thankful for. And I think that's what this day is really about. It's about sitting down, eating a big meal, having a feast, because you're celebrating what all of this, but it's also It's also really about reflecting and saying, you know what? I have a lot. And even if you don't think you have much, there's a lot that you do have. You just have to kind of open your eyes, look around, and count your blessings. And when you do that, you realize, you know what? I do have a lot. And I think that's what this day, Thanksgiving Day, is all about. Anyway, I wasn't being preachy. I'm just telling you what's in here. That's all I'm telling you. As Barnes Show says, I'm thankful for amazing flukes in the universe such as that. He says, the cab is very good. I picked it up out of nostalgia because back in 2008, my local supermarket suddenly had all of these dusty 1999 Arrow Creek cabs in stock for the same price as the 2007s, and they were so amazing. Wow, that's pretty cool. He says, I'm thankful for amazing flukes in the universe such as that. And he says, here, I wholeheartedly agree. I'll tell you, folks, when you put things into perspective like that, being stuck in, I know it's tough, it's rough, but when you look at, if you take a perspective like that, like what I was talking about, being stuck in this pandemic is not the worst thing in the world. Yeah, it's not fun, and it's kind of bad. It is pretty bad, but it could be worse. It could always be worse. Let's hope it doesn't get worse. I just hope it doesn't get worse. But look, right now, for the time being, it's really not as bad as all that, in the sense that, well, okay, look, it's not a great situation, but let's make the most of it, and let's make the most of what's been given to us to make the most of it. And that's how I'm trying to look at it. That's how I'm trying to keep the faith. And she says, I'm thankful for you, Tia, and Tommy. I knew that was there somewhere. Look, folks, I don't mean to go long on this. I'm probably going to close it up now, because I only meant to take about an hour of your time. It's about an hour and a half now. I'm really glad that we could get together for this time. And as short a time as it is, I'm really glad we could be here together. I really want to know more about what you're doing. Everybody's been kind of quiet tonight, and the Eds, both Eds, really like to know how you're doing and what's going on with you, and how your Thanksgiving has been, and I hope it's been a great one for everyone. Once again, we've been drinking tonight. We've been drinking the Han Pinot Noir, Monterey County. This is a 2018. This is from California. This is a California wine. It has some cherry in it. I tasted cherry. I tasted a little bit of plum. A little toasty, I think, as it's opened up a little bit. And medium tannins. It's not real tough, but medium tannin. Not real, not a lot of tannin, but some. There's some. And it's a very silky. It's very silky in the mouth, especially going down. And it is kind of an earthy wine. And my wife, she says, we bought it for $9.99, which seems to be about the lowest price available for this wine. I would say it's definitely worth that. It's definitely worth it. And it's a great wine for Thanksgiving. It's great wine for Thanksgiving. Look, folks, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank you for being here. This means a lot to me. I mean, I had a Thanksgiving dinner with my family, but I really wanted to have a chance to spend it with some of it with friends and relatives. And there really wasn't anyone on our table except the four of us. And this has actually brightened my day. I hope it's brightened yours. I wanted to be able to spend some time with everyone. And you've given me the opportunity to do that, and I consider that a blessing. That's another thing that I'm thankful for, that you're here with me tonight. Especially, I want to thank my good friend Ed Anthony and Ed Panis and the two Eds. that's how I had to separate everybody. Sherrod and Kathy. I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, of course, for everything she's done for me. I want to thank Molly for being here. I really appreciate your being here. It's great to see you. It's been a while. It's great to see you. I want to thank It's Byron Star and Tom Antio and CM Center. You know, I especially want to thank It's Byron Star for really providing a lot of the dialogue here and a lot of the activity in the chat, because that's helped make my day. And he says, you're not taking up anybody's time. You could scream all evening and I'd be here. Thanks again for being here, Rick. Oh, wow. You're too kind. You're way too kind. But that is much appreciated. And that means a lot. I am thankful for each and every one of you. You know, I didn't really check YouTube. Nothing going on YouTube. People are watching on YouTube. Nobody's in the chat, but they're watching. Thank you for being here on this Thanksgiving Day with me and sharing your part of your Thanksgiving Day with me. I do appreciate each and every one of you. We will, of course, have the regular Saturday night wine stream. I've got that plan. The regular Saturday night wine stream is coming Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern. So join me for that. Join me for that. We'll have a lot of fun. And I think we're going to do... I think that's the night we're going to do some bad dad jokes. Everybody get in. We're going to tell some bad dad jokes. And I may have a prize or two. If you tell the worst or the best bad dad joke, and if the mods there in the chat, they'll be the judges. And whoever has the best bad or the worst bad dad joke, we'll give away a prize or two. How about that? That sounds like fun. In the meantime, I want everyone to have a great rest of your Thanksgiving Day. I want to ask that you please be sure to drink in the comfort and safety of your home, apartment, hotel room, dwelling, wherever you are. Call an Uber, call a Lyft if you have to get home or something like that. You know, call a cab, call a friend who is the designated driver, family member, designated driver, somebody, get you home. Hopefully you're home. Please do not drink and drive. Please do not text and drive, because I'm not a big fan of that. Please do not drink, text and drive. That's very dangerous, because I want you to have a great rest of the week, a great Thanksgiving, a great rest of the week. And I want you to have a safe Thanksgiving and a safe rest of the week. So you can join me here on Saturday night this coming week, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.